Welcome to the Sugarview Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this episode, we're going to explore the new DocuSign and Cloud Drive integrations. To begin, we'll start with Sugar's DocuSign integration, which allows users to send documents such as quotes or contracts for an electronic signature directly from a Sugar record. Signature status and the signed documents are maintained with their original Sugar record, providing an uninterrupted flow with Sugar. The DocuSign integration includes the following features. You can request signatures on documents from the DocuSign Dashlet and from the document subpanel on a specific record. You can also view signature statuses in the DocuSign Dashlet. You can download signed documents from the Dashlet or the DocuSign Envelopes module. You can create envelopes from the DocuSign Dashlet, and you can resend envelopes from the DocuSign Envelopes module. We recommend that you make the following admin configurations. Number one, unhide the DocuSign Envelope module using the display modules and subpanels on the admin page under Developer Tools. Two, create a role that users who will have access to DocuSign functionality make sure that the delete and edit operations are as owner for the DocuSign Envelope module, meaning only the owner will be able to edit or delete in the DocuSign Envelope module. And third, configure the DocuSign integration workflow. There's more information in the show notes on how to configure all three of these recommendations. Okay, let's transition to Cloud Drive. If your organization stores documents in Google Drive or Microsoft OneDrive, you can access those documents now in Sugar using a new Cloud Drive Dashlet. You can download, upload, copy links to files from the Cloud Drive Dashlet, and your documents stay synchronized in real time. In order for the Cloud Drive Dashlet to work, you, as the admin, will need to complete the initial system-wide Google or Microsoft connector configurations. In the show notes, I've added the step-by-step instructions to integrate with Google and Microsoft. Next, the admin and users that want to use the Cloud Drive Dashlet must connect their account to Sugar. And finally, you'll need to configure the default file paths for the Cloud Drive Dashlet and paths for the module-specific record views. So what in the world is a file path? In this podcast episode, I'm not going to walk you through how to set up a root path. I'll add that to the show notes, but let me explain the best that I can what a root path is. The path defined in Google Drive or Microsoft OneDrive root path determines the default path for all Cloud Drive Dashlets on the list view and record view dashboards throughout your instance of Sugar. Once you've configured Sugar, you can now sync documents to the document subpanel on your Cloud Drive via the action menu on the document subpanel. Please refer to the Documents module section in the application guide for more information on how to do this. I've added a link in the show notes. So to recap, Sugar, DocuSign, and Cloud Drive integrations are now available. Take advantage of these two features. Your users will be able to send documents to your customers to sign through Sugar and access Google Drive and Microsoft OneDrive documents using Sugar. Thanks for listening, and I hope you stay tuned for the next episode. Stay sugar sweet.